For years, state lawmakers have refused to consider expanding the number of people who are eligible for Medicaid coverage under the Affordable Care Act. This year, the state is facing a $2 billion budget deficit, and lawmakers are already considering cuts to Medicaid payments. At the same time, Congress is considering expanding incentives that would provide billions of dollars to Florida and 11 other holdout states to expand Medicaid. Advocates say these incentives could help Florida overcome its budget problems. Health News Florida's Jacob Wentz spoke with Ann Swerlick from the Florida Policy Institute about the possibility for expansion.
How would expanding Medicaid actually help solve the state's budget deficit?
Under normal circumstances, if we did expansion, we would get a 90% federal match, which is substantially more than the match that the state normally sees from the federal government in doing its Medicaid program. There would be net savings in our state budget if we did expansion, and that would certainly be true even if we had more people enrolled in the program. Right now, even before the extra incentives might be offered, we've projected that the state could save nearly $200 million a year.
So under current coronavirus relief, the federal government has increased the dollars it's matching for Medicaid. How has that affected Florida's budget?
Right now, the state is getting an extra 6.2% match in the federal match for Medicaid, which has tremendously helped our budget this year. In fact, the projections are that for this fiscal year, we're going to end up with over $500,000 surplus in budget that we had previously allocated. And that's because we're getting this enhanced match that's already available without us doing expansion. With the COVID relief package that's being considered right now, those federal dollars would be significantly larger.
So with that in mind, how many Floridians would benefit from expanding Medicaid?
There's some indication that we do have more uninsured people now than we did prior to the pandemic. And of course, we see that the increase in Medicaid enrollment right now. But the number that we were looking at prior to the pandemic was about 900,000. There are some projections that we could be up to about 1.5 million at this point. And, you know, that number is likely to go down once the economy starts to recover.
Republicans say they're opposed to Medicaid expansion because there's no guarantee that the federal government will continue providing the 90% funding match. And if they pulled out, the state would then have to bear that deficit. Is that a valid concern?
No, and there's a couple reasons why. First of all, in the over 50 years that the Medicaid program has been in existence, the federal government has never stepped up to meet its commitment to provide the federal match. That's an indefinite commitment, the 90% by the federal government. Congress would have to change the law to end that. And as I said, they've not done that in the whole history of the Medicaid program.
So we've been here in years past, and sure, there are more incentives on the table this year. But what are the chances that Medicaid expansion actually happens in Florida?
So I think there's just a growing popular sentiment that this really needs to happen. And that's not going away. So I'm optimistic that there's, you know, a lot of momentum to make this happen. And I'm hopeful that we can change some minds and convince them that, you know, again, not only is this going to help health coverage for people who are uninsured, but it's going to help all Floridians by reducing health care costs for all Floridians.
That was Ann Swerlick from the Florida Policy Institute speaking with Health News Florida's Jacob Wentz.